in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, July 23rd, 2025, episode 142. And hello, my queen. Thank you for doing the show, even though I didn't really want to. I love you.
I wanted to. Hello. I wanted to. I was giving you an out.
Let's record tomorrow night.
But we can do it Friday night.
Let's give a background.
We just got back from a lovely dinner with lovely Jill and her wonderful husband.
Cheers me.
And so
cheers
it's a little me. Late.
That's one, two, all. Three. We are both drinking some of the finest French beverage available on earth. It comes from the San Pellegrino region.
Yes.
It is also known as San Pellegrino water.
Well, that's because we just got back from dinner.
Yes.
And I had a glass of wine. I'm a white wine drinker now.
You had a Viognier.
I am Viognier, which I really like. It's my favorite white wine drink.
Which one? From which vineyard was it from?
Oh, gosh, I don't remember.
It's all Texas. It's only Texas.
Yeah, I don't remember.
If you're ever in Fredericksburg, we do recommend
Cabernet Grill. Yes.
By the way, about 30% of the price of Jack's.
Oh, for sure. Jack's is so overpriced.
Unbelievable. So much better.
Do you love this when the waiter comes up and says, Adam, how are you?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Yeah, I know you do.
But, you know, it's like I take care of my waiters. I like the waiters. I talk to my waiters. I know their story.
You pray for the waiters.
I do.
You do. Yeah. You got that from Pastor Jimmy.
Yeah. Yes. When we're praying, if we can remember the wait staff's name, then we will pray for them. Yes. Pray for the establishment. Yes, absolutely. So we had a lovely dinner with Jill and Mike, also known as Phoebe's grandparents.
Grandparents? No, second set of parents. They're our age. Well, Mike's a little bit older, but Jill's younger than me.
But they're kind of like the grandparents where they show up and the kid's like, yay! I know. And so we Phoebe, don't like mom and dad. You're no good. We don't like you.
Phoebe's all jacked. She's like, oh, I'm leaving. Oh, she loves them. Loves them. And that's why did you read the newsletter?
I did not. Yeah. No, I was traveling. I'm sorry.
You weren't traveling today.
Okay. I've not been busy at all. I'm sorry. It's been a hectic week for me. I'm sorry I missed the newsletter. It's okay.
No.
What was in the newsletter?
It says we're conflicted, but in a good way. Because... So when we were in New York, Jill wanted to pick up Phoebe for a play date on Saturday.
Oh, that's right.
And
yeah.
So she picked her up for a play date. Was it Saturday? Yes, it was Saturday. And Phoebe was there all day. And it was interesting because Jill pulled up and Phoebe was in the backyard and she could see her through the fence. She runs to the back door and she's going, and I'm like, this dog doesn't cry for me.
I don't think she wants to live with us anymore. I think she just wants to live with Jill and with Mike and with Bandit, Max and Bandit and the cats and the Longhorn.
And the chickens.
And here it's just like, oh, those two people again.
Those city folk.
Yeah, well, at least they feed me. All righty then.
Yeah. So Jill goes, I wasn't going to tell you this, but when we tried to put her in the car, she ran away from me. She didn't want to come home. So on one hand, we're a little conflicted, like, oh, but on the other hand, we're so grateful.
Yes.
So grateful. Yeah, I mean, they are a godsend, a godsend.
This was our thank you dinner.
Yes. We just love them. We love them. We have like lovely conversations.
Jill and Mike have good stories.
They do.
They have some good stories.
Yes.
What was the guy's name? Red McComb.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're in Texas and you've ever heard of Red McComb, wow, we got stories on Red McComb. He was the biggest Ford dealer in Texas. Yeah, they are a lovely couple.
Yes, and we're so fortunate because we're going to, I don't think we're doing a show next week because we're in Florida next week.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So Ed Schill's
watching
TV.
And no Agenda show on Thursday either.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
But you got a best of. in the hopper.
We do. Best of Adam and John's exit strategies. Yes. Choose one and tell us which one we should select.
You said it's pretty funny. You listen to some of them, right?
I played one or two for you. Yeah. And you were cracking up.
Yeah.
We've had some very good exit strategy stories.
Yes. Yeah. So it's been busy for you, huh?
Yeah. What did we do since last week?
Well, we had our Harvest Project Texas meeting.
Oh, yes. This was good. This was fun. Yes. We did it at Augusta Vine.
Yes. So I am officially the president. Although I haven't seen the paperwork yet from our attorney.
The fixer.
Yeah, from the fixer.
Fix it up, fixer.
But we had a meeting, so we wanted to talk about what we can do to support the people who lost the loved ones or things in the flood. Yeah. And so we're planning something special for September. Not at liberty to really say too much about it now. So it was nice. I was able to run the meeting, had the agenda. Assigned duties.
And besides the fact that it was a good meeting and for a good cause, I liked it because I have not seen you run a meeting since I first, you okay?
Yeah.
Since I first met you, I think, at Ronald McDonald House
Charities. I didn't even run that meeting. I was just participating.
You looked like you were running it. I saw you at work. You're like, ba 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 ba, pa cha pa cha pa cha, go move around, minions, do what I tell you.
You were just dazzled. Gosh,
you were, gosh, you and were so dazzled. You were running the meeting, and Tina starts, said, well, you want to come with me? Yeah, okay, I'm good. I'll come to the meeting, see if I can contribute. And then she says, all right, Adam's going to start us off in prayer. Like, what?
I am? I'm the president. I can tell you what to do.
I do like that, though. You know, all meetings should start off with prayer.
I agree.
Our Godcaster team meetings, we start off with prayer.
Yeah.
It's good.
I agree.
Even pitches we do to clients.
Yeah.
The clients have, they say, can we just pray over your project? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, no, I think that's lovely. So we planned about the special flood concert and about the concert in December. And so we've got things to do and we're starting to move. I have to do a few things. I haven't been around. I was around all day yesterday.
You've been in and out. I was home all day yesterday. You're running around home all day yesterday only because
they were cleaning.
The carpet cleaners were here.
So I had, I had all the rugs barricaded. The guy, though, I mentioned this to you, he said, this is a nice couch. And I said, yeah, my husband bought it 9 years ago. You were single. You were in the penitentiary.
Didn't you buy it with me?
No, you bought it.
I did that myself.
Yes, we went. We looked at it in the window.
No, you selected it with me.
I wasn't there when you purchased it, but we probably went in and looked at it and you went back and bought it.
Yeah.
He's like, this is a really nice couch. And I said, yeah, you know, it was expensive 10 years ago. And he's like, wow. And I said, but think about it. Probably would have had two couches by now because it's such good quality.
Yeah. So, there's a few stains that won't come out. I don't have no idea what they were. They're on your cushions, by the way.
Don't think so.
There's a spot on your cushion.
No, there's two spots on your cushion.
Okay. I have two spots, but there's a spot on your cushion. No.
Remember when I laid down, I had my castor oil liver pack on. I got castor oil all over it.
That was your spot.
I make the mistake of like, oh, there's a spot. Get a little Dawn soap. It makes it worse.
Yeah, just rub it in. Spread it out a little bit.
I think we could get another year or two out of the couch.
So. Yeah, I think so. At the way the donations are going, 3 or 4 years.
Oh, nobody's donating.
it's summer.
Donate for our couch, please.
It's summertime.
Yeah.
It's summertime.
So that's what I did all day yesterday, but I have work to do with Harvest Project Texas. But I'm excited. I'm really excited.
But today you were out, you were running around. Like, I'm going to Bernie with Mindy, and then I'll text you when I get there. And we even joked about it that you keep forgetting to text me. And I'm like, after about 2 hours, I'm like, okay, well.
We're at lunch. I said to Mindy, I go, oops, I forgot to text her.
And Mindy was even like, I'll remind her. Uh-huh. Yeah, sure. Nope. 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 Nope.
So I said, we arrived.
Why is that so hard to remember?
I said, we arrived about an hour ago.
Yeah, and I said, yay, enjoy, about an hour ago.
Because I get to yapping. Yeah, I'm yapping. You are and yapping. I forget when we go, you know, we went to the dealership to get my plates and then we went to grab some lunch. And I'm really bad about that. I'm sorry.
It's so not you. You're so precise with things. It's like a mental block for some reason. I don't really know where it comes
I'm
from.
Failing.
Other than
I'm elderly.
A lack of, okay, I'll take that. Oh. Elderly. I was going to say you don't love me as much, but elderly, I'll take elderly.
Oh, no, that's babe. Okay. I think about you all the time. Mm. Like I was saying to you, where were you?
I don't know. Where? Here in my studio, no. Where I always am. You can always find me here.
No, looking you were for doing me, I'm something here. And I said, oh, I like watching you work. Where were you?
Nowhere.
No, yes. Well, no. I was talking about how I really like.
No, you wanted to go with me to Glenn Beck. That's
no,
what it was.
That's not it. No, there was, it was before that. And I said, I find it very sexy to watch you work.
Well, where?
That's right.
Exactly.
I don't remember, but I remember saying that to you.
Yeah, 100 years ago.
Yeah, maybe 100 years ago.
You don't see me work anymore.
So anyway, speaking of Mindy, so we had a lovely time. They had us over to their house.
Yeah, that was Friday.
Friday. Oh, it was so nice. Yeah. It was really nice. So we started off with a Salvation Spirits gin cocktail.
What was that thing? It was like New Orleans, Louisiana bomb.
It was a flavored gin with champagne
on top. Yeah.
And he did the little lemon
with the
blackberry.
Blackberry.
So it must have been blackberry gin, I bet.
Probably.
It was tasty.
Yeah. And you're like, here, I can't finish it.
I'm like,
drink mine.
Because I don't usually drink spirits like that.
Yeah.
So
it was good.
It was good. It was
and
nice.
And that was paired with beer can chicken.
No. Then we went to wine after that. Yeah. You guys had red. I brought rosé.
Right. But the beer can chicken.
Yes. And the jalapeno cornbread, which was really good.
Cornbread.
And then those beans were good.
And cupcakes from Waco.
Yes. Yeah. And, from Waco.
And I was busting on Mindy. I'm like, she says, I listened to the podcast. Saying, it's funny because I don't see any boostergrams from you. I don't see any boost coming through. She's like, I gave you cornbread and cupcakes. What's your problem? I said, true.
I don't think she said, what's your problem?
I came across like that.
I don't think so.
By the way, cornbread and cupcake was well worth the boost.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
It was definitely
It
definitely
was such a lovely night.
It
I mean, we've gotten together with them a few times and... Yeah. I really love getting to know them, and she's lovely. She's lovely. I enjoy her very much, and we had a lot to talk about. And I love that God brought us, more to our spiritual family, more new friends, and
Frederick.
Yeah, I love that we have a lot to talk about and good conversation, and it was fun. And this house, so they bought this. How many acres do they have? 13.
I think something like that.
13, 15.
Yeah,
it's. They built this house almost by themselves.
From YouTube videos.
Yes. So I think we talked about this, didn't we?
We did. But now that you see it, you're like, holy crap, you built that from YouTube videos?
This house
That's amazing.
Is beautiful, too. Yeah. This is going to be their guest cabin when they build their primary residence. And I forget how big it is. But it's
a two-bedroom cottage,
basically. Yeah, it's really nice.
Cute little cottage.
I love the design details and... I'm thoroughly impressed.
It's
like
pretty.
She operated heavy machinery.
Yes.
Like
we put in the foundation.
No, I don't
we
think
did
they did
this.
The foundation. And the, did he something. Say that they did this? They had somebody put in the drywall too. I don't remember, but they did a lot themselves and it's a beautiful, beautiful house. But the one thing that we are really mesmerized by were their toilets.
Oh man. Do you remember the brand of those toilets?
No, but Toto is the...
Toto is the expensive high-end Japanese version. These were Cospolo? Hold on a second.
Cospolo?
Something like that. I wrote it. Let me see. Electric toilet.
And you're like, I want these toilets. And I'm thinking...
Here
okay.
it is.
What is it?
Yeah, this is the one. It's the... Hold on, I think it has the brand.
Instead of Toto, it's the photo.
No,
fake
it's not.
Toto.
It's not. Well, anyway, it's a toilet that does all the business for you. It has mood lighting. You sit down on it,
it
has a heated seat. It sings a little lullaby, holds your hand, dips your hand in warm water to get you going, it has. Flush.
You
and
didn't sit
rinse
on it though. I got to sit on
and
it.
And did you use the spray?
No, I was afraid. I'm like, I'm afraid. Like with my water pick, the water would have gone everywhere.
Yeah. And they have two of them, and it has a remote control. I'm like, I need this.
I know, but we have to wire this it, though. Did you ask Randall about it today?
Yeah, he's going to take a look. But that's more like, he has to have an electrician do that. Because our toilets are cheap.
I hate our toilets. The toilet seats are janky.
Everything's jankmeister. Yeah, it's no good.
Yes.
It's no good. And so if we do an upgrade to the home, that would be the biggest upgrade is to upgrade our toilets.
Yeah.
And these really aren't all that expensive, like $400.
Yeah.
And you just have to have electricity to plug them in.
We have the boring American standard where the toilet seats are all cockeyed.
Yeah, it's janky. It's no good.
The guy who built this house, he did some beautiful things and he cut
crazy corners. So we have a water softener.
Yeah, because we're on well water.
Right. And so, we noticed a couple of weeks ago, the salt is going down slower. Like, this is always
We were putting, a bag a week?
Pretty much,
This is new to us. I've never, ever had a softener. No, you haven't.
No. So, putting in the bag a week, and all of a sudden, it's like, it's taking 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something's wrong.
I'm like, oh,
So, I call Randall, also known as the Whiskey Shaman. That's his podcast. And Randall comes over. He says, man, this is the one unit you can't service. He said, this is a cheap unit. I said, yeah, that doesn't surprise me that it's a cheap unit. He said, basically, you need a new unit. And we go through this whole thing. It's very interesting. There's a lot of different options for units.
Really? who knew? I have no idea.
Who knew?
But here's the thing. So the previous owner puts in KitchenAid appliances, not my type, my favorite, the models that he selected. But KitchenAid, he'd put gelled windows in. He did high-end things. Yeah, and then he cheaped out on other things.
Like the toilets
and the water softener. Yeah. I don't understand.
We've been here anyway, 4 years. The house is 7 years old. It's about time. It's about time we have to upgrade.
Almost
stuff.
7 years. Yeah.
And the flagpole is crooked now.
Again,
from the last storm. This will be my fourth flagpole. Well, we have some bad storms. It's too much.
You got to get out there.
I did. Remember, I took it down half mast, and it still got crooked.
Yeah,
it's too much. Anyway. So anyway, love their toilets. Love their cornbread. Love their friendship.
Yeah.
In that order, no.
And we met. It's interesting because we. I knew about them when they went to the membership class and they sat next to Karen and David Young. And she said, yes, I met this new person at church. Her name is Mindy McKay. Mindy. And
don't dox him. People be going to their house. Beep, show me the toilet. Beep. Show me your toilet. I want some cornbread.
And she said, yeah, they know you. Or know about you from Julianne and Mark, other friends that we have here. And we're like, they must be friends with Julianne and Mark. And we first met them at the Christmas parade.
Right.
Christmas
right,
parade. Yes. Right, yes. Right. And then we went to the 80s thing.
Yes.
They invited us.
Yes.
And that's how we've gotten to know them. Yeah. So we've had them over for dinner. They've had us over for dinner. I've had coffee with Mindy several times, and we had spent the day today, and you've spent some time with Brent too. So
yeah,
it's been fun.
So all of a sudden out of the blue, Glenn Beck calls and says, hey, come on the podcast.
Bring your wife.
That's actually not how it works. I got a producer from an email from producer Sarah. Hey, Glenn usually spends his summers at the ranch in Utah, but he's doing two shows on the 22nd and 29th. It's been 2 years almost. We need you to come back on. I'm like, okay, I'm the Regis Philbin.
Yes.
Like, who can we get in a pinch? Call Curry.
Yes.
And so I said, 29th, we're in Florida. So I said, 22nd. And it was kind of an interesting timing because we have the Godcaster app was just about ready to go, but I didn't quite know if it was ready.
Well, you had said to me, you're like, oh, I wish the Godcaster app was ready. And I said, it's God's timing, baby. It's not yours.
Right. So I check with Paul. He says, oh, no, it's good. It's ready to go. It'll be on the, by the way, go to your app store on your Apple or your Android phone and get the Godcaster app. Enjoy, please. and says, okay, good. I'll go. And I'm like,
is it free?
Is what? For, yeah. Oh, it's free. Okay. Yeah. There's no payments, no ads, no algos, no nothing. It's just God and gospel and music, and it's groovy. Thank you for asking that.
Yes.
You can, of course, support shows with donations. It's one of the first apps that uses the now approved donation button for podcasts.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, great. Maverick has a new plane. So I, you know, and I can pay for gas and get a pilot and go up there. And he has this, it's a nice plane, you know, with stairs.
Yes.
You get it with stairs on the side.
All Adam's friends get planes with stairs. Tina has to climb over the wing and she has to be the third pilot in case the two pilots pass out. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Something's wrong with this picture. This one has a button that if the pilot passes out, you press the button, it will land itself, which is kind of cool. Anyway, so I'm like, oh, cool. I asked Pastor Jimmy to go with me. It'll be fantastic. And you say, no, they're in Florida. I'm like, oh, like who could I take? And you said, take Brent.
Yes.
I'm like, this is a great idea. And so I call Brent and he's freaked out. It's like, why are you calling me?
Well, no. It went to voicemail and you said,
right.
You left a voicemail message and then he called you back.
Yeah. And it was weird because, you know, people don't call each other anymore, but this was worth a phone call. And he's like, yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. Let's go.
No, he goes, no way. And you go, and I can hear it. Way.
Way. Yeah. Way.
It'll and then fun. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, then on the couch, we're watching TV, and you go, well, you didn't ask me. It's like, first of all, there's an extra seat. You can come with us. No, that's okay. Take Brent.
We talked about this last week. I was just kidding. I didn't think of it, and it's okay. I don't care.
We didn't talk about this last week.
Yeah, I thought we did. We covered it on the show last week.
I don't think so.
I thought we did.
Did we?
I thought so.
I thought the invitation came in after the show. Yeah, it came in Sunday, didn't it?
No, it came in last. Whatever, it doesn't matter. I didn't think about it, so I was just teasing you. It was perfectly fine. Uh-huh. I was happy he was able to go. Uh-huh. Because while you two did that in this luxurious steps on the side of the plane, door to door, I stayed home and did laundry.
Yes, great. Thank you. My underwear feel great today. It's awesome.
Did you notice that your drawers replenished?
The drawer was replenished.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. I didn't get a thanks. But
so anyway.
Okay.
went up to Dallas. It's just a short hop from our airport here, and did the show with Glenn Beck. It was a lot of fun. And of course, you know, I'm always concentrated and like getting ready to do the show. And I said, Brent, would you please pray over me?
Aww.
And he said, oh, you know, I was going to ask you. I thought it might be weird. And I said, no, please. And man, he did a beautiful prayer.
Oh, I love that.
Just so good. And it put me in such a good mood. And so if you see this when it comes out, I think Friday or Saturday, a lot of Jesus, a lot of God talk.
Yeah.
It was all over. And, you know, Glenn Beck's a believer. So
yeah.
Gave him some agency to talk about
it,
too.
So it was a good day yesterday. But you came home, you were wiped out.
Well,
you did not feel good.
No, I was feeling run down since Saturday.
Yes.
Which I also blame on Brent. From Friday night, because I think he gave something to me. Yeah, no, he did.
Blame Brent.
Yeah, blame Brent. There's your show title. Blame Brent. Perfect. We got a show title. Like,
you're kidding me.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I think, you know, it was Friday. They had worship team rehearsal Thursday. And Pastor Brian was sick, so I think he got it from Pastor Brian.
Was Pastor Brian there on Thursday?
His germs were. The germs were there, and then Brent gave it to me, and then I was run down.
What did Brent, was he feeling sick too?
He said he had something going on. Yeah. Oh. Not yesterday. It was when Sunday rolled around in church, I was just like, because I get up at 5, which is already
Saturday, we were both lazy.
We didn't do much.
No, you went
around
to the No Agenda meetup at Java Ranch.
Oh my goodness. I forgot to talk about that. That was so amazing.
You talked about it on No Agenda, though, right?
Yeah, but that No Agenda is not the Curry and the Keeper audience.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So this was a meetup which was organized by Evert Bopp.
Evert Bopp.
Evert Bopp with double Bopp. P, double P.
Bopp.
And Evert has a nonprofit, and he's from the Netherlands. He goes all over the world, and it's called Disaster Tech Lab, disastertechlab.org. And wherever there's a disaster, he runs in, brings in Wi-Fi mesh networks and Starlink.
Wow.
And sets up Wi-Fi communications, leaves everything there for people to use until they're done.
Wow.
And so he's like, yeah, this is very near Edom. I think he is right down the road in Fredericksburg. So I'm going to organize a meetup. And so, of course, it was last minute. Texas Slim was there. And he was bringing down $10,000 worth of beef to the Mercy awesome. Chefs. Yeah.
Willie was there.
Willie, of course, I invited Willie, and he's like, hey, this is great. Who are these guys? Say, they listen to my show. Willie, you listen to my show? No, not really. He knows about it.
Yeah.
Parker came.
Oh, Parker.
Parker was there.
Wow.
And another young guy, Richard, who's a software developer in Austin. He says, "It kind of new to Austin. He doesn't know anybody." He said, "You know, I've been listening to the show for 8 years."
So he drove to Fredericksburg?
He drove to Fredericksburg. Wow. Yeah. And, and I think another rancher from Kerrville, Steve, he joined us as well. So it was a very small group, but it was really beautiful. And I liked Avert. Because he, of course, had been exposed to to a lot of godly people during this whole thing, especially the volunteers. He says, "You know, I really love what you guys do here with God. It's not like religion in Holland. It's not like that. You guys are God is everything here, and you just love Jesus all the time." I say, "Yeah, brother, yeah. Welcome to Texas."
Yeah.
So and yeah, he was affected by it. It was nice.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we were both tired. I fell asleep on the couch.
Yeah.
And you. When you came home, we just did nothing.
Sunday night, I did not sleep well. I had stuff. Am I boring you?
Yeah, a little bit.
So, Glenn Beck did a yawn.
While you were talking?
Behind his hand, I could see, because he's very tired. And I was thinking to say, am I boring you? But I didn't, because I'm like, it's Glenn Beck.
But you can say it to Tina Curry.
I can, of course. Okay. I'm Curry and the Keeper, okay. My queen, yes.
Yeah.
And so I was just so run down. And even Monday night, we didn't sleep well at all. You've been getting up.
I have not been sleeping well either.
Yeah,
I don't know what, I don't know. But you're feeling fine now. So it was a short
look.
We started pumping you with ivermectin.
Yeah. I got a runny nose again. Whenever I go outside, I think it's also allergy related.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
So I don't know that it's. It's fair
it's
to blame.
From Brent. Blame Brent. I'm telling you. Brent's to blame. All eyes on
Hey,
Brent.
Hey, how about that message on Sunday from Pastor Brian? He went over the full armor of God. Ephesians 6:10-12,
I think. Is it
10 through
18?
18.
Yes. 10. I have it.
I mean, he broke it down.
Yeah.
It was so strong. Well, and I even learned several new things.
And well, he talked about the order of the whole armor of God.
Which I didn't know that.
Well, I knew the order. I didn't know the importance of it.
So the belt of truth.
Belt of truth. Breastplate of righteousness. Feet shod in the good news of the gospel.
Helmet of
salvation. Shield of faith. And the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God.
Yes. Yeah.
But what he had us do is he said, there's this. You need to pray about each of these items. And he had the words on the screen, and we all stood up and we all recited it, and it was very powerful. And he had it printed out for us to take home,
yes,
which was so fantastic.
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
I'm doing that now. And he says, the enemy can't read your thoughts. The enemy can hear you. So if you speak these words, then the enemy
just don't pray flee. in your
exactly,
mind. Yes,
exactly.
Speak those words. So when I'm
that
walking,
was powerful stuff. I really like.
I
a lot.
Really enjoyed it too. So when we were walking, when I walk and listen to Grace Oasis, and then I pray, I always pray out loud. Mm-hmm. Always, mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
But I didn't realize that it had to be in that order.
It's important.
Yeah.
We've learned that.
Yeah.
Just accept it.
Yeah. Okay. I'll accept it. Yeah. Fine.
Yeah.
But
I knew the order, but I didn't know how important it was.
Yes.
But it is. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was good. I had a friend of mine who was feeling weak. You know, she was feeling weak. She felt like the enemy was after her. And I said, pull out those prayers and read every single one of those prayers. And she said, yes, I will. Yeah. And I put it in my Bible right at Ephesians 6.
Nice.
Yeah. It's cool.
Ah, so what else do we have?
We're leaving for Florida on Tuesday. So
yeah.
When Jill and Mike came over today, she's like, can I pick up Phoebe on Sunday?
No, we're not leaving until Tuesday. You can have her Monday. She's taking our dog away from her. You know, if you ever get tired of her. Okay, stop.
I know. If stop you ever now. Need to get rid of her, I go, well, I'll let you know. And you're like, no.
You're like, well, she's on the brink sometimes with
she's
me.
She's on the ropes.
On the ropes. No, we love the feed mice.
Yes.
Is she with us here?
Yeah. She's right here.
Oh, she's a part of the show again. That's
she is.
Good.
So, yeah, so we're
off
leaving.
To Florida.
Yeah, for a Remnant Alliance conference. We'll get to catch up with Pastor Jimmy and Annette, and I haven't seen them for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they've been on a lovely, much needed vacation.
Yeah. So it'll
be good to see how tan they are.
So we'll be taking Wednesday show off. I'll be taking No Agenda Thursday show off.
And then we fly home on Friday.
Oh, man. And then do we get to stay home for a bit, or we have more travel coming up?
No, we don't have any travel. I'm going to Indiana in September, end of September. But yeah, we have no travel coming up.
Okay.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. So that.
Do you feel like it's been a good summer?
It's only July 23rd.
Oh, I'm ready for Christmas already.
No.
Bring it on. Where's Thanksgiving? Bring it on.
Oh, no.
It'll be here before you know it. Yeah. It'll be here before you know it.
Yeah. You tired?
Yeah, I'm tired.
Okay.
I'm mentally tired.
Oh.
Just the news is so insane. Everything is nuts. The whole world has gone nuts. So, yeah, it gets a little tiring.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
We don't watch the news. I don't watch the news.
I know.
And I'm not an X.
But professionally, I have to do.
I know.
Oh, X is a total train wreck.
No, I'm not on it.
It's a train wreck.
No, I get my news from Instagram.
It's true.
I'm sorry, yawning.
Tina will be like, hey, have you heard about this? Who said it? Well, this person on Instagram. Okay, that's your source.
Yeah, I mean, they just
And you're usually constantly showing me reels. You stop it with your thumb on your iPad. Okay, look. Oh, okay. Yeah, this is it. Oh, there it is. You actually are pretty well informed. You have the headlines for sure.
And I just come to the person who knows everything, which is you.
It's time for Tina's God Shot.
Rolling it out early, everybody.
Yeah.
Because we need to sit on the couch for 2 minutes together before we go to bed.
This is, you know, been dealing with forgiveness lately.
Mm.
You know, I had a conversation today with somebody about forgiveness and really what it means and how it really sets you free. It really releases you from your own prison when you can forgive somebody because mm-hmm. you're not thinking about it. And I've talked about this before, I know, but I had a couple instances recently where I've had to forgive somebody and something that I wrestled with for a while now. And I finally was able to have a conversation and I was able to forgive that person. And I felt like a tremendous weight was lifted mm-hmm. off my shoulders. And then I was talking to somebody today about what it really meant for forgiveness and that you stop talking about the hurt when you really can hand it to God. You stop talking about the hurt. Mm-hmm. You don't, because you're set free from it. And so this scripture came across for me, Colossians 3, verse 13. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others.
Mm.
And yeah, and the Lord has certainly forgiven me for all my sin and my shame. And I feel set free from that.
The change is noticeable.
Yes.
Because you were, you know, whatever is on your mind, you talk about with me. And you know, that hurt was definitely a topic of conversation for a bit now. And that literally went away almost from one day to the next, it went away.
Yes. And I, even in my conversation today, and you were sitting there, you could hear my side of the mm-hmm. conversation.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing how much the Holy Spirit guides me, you know, and how keeps me calm. Keeps me calm.
Yes.
And it keeps me focused. And the wisdom and the knowledge that God pours into me every single day is just seeping out of me now. So I just want to emphasize really about forgiveness and how it really sets you free and brings you comfort and brings you peace.
Mm-hmm.
And that obviously comes from Jesus, of course, but and I want people to think about that. If you're holding on to something that you're angry about or about a person, when you hand it over to God completely, and you stopped, it doesn't hurt you anymore. And you stop talking about it. It's
enlightening.
Oh my gosh. The feeling is just incredible. Incredible.
It was, you know, we were sitting in the dressing room. We had about an hour. We got there a little bit early at Glenbeck. And so Brent and I were talking and he had a metaphor, which I actually used while I was talking to Beck on the show. It's like, Jesus, you're in jail. And Jesus hands you the key. All you have to do is reach around and you can unlock your jail cell yourself.
Oh.
And some people will open it and just go right back in and close it again. Even though they have the key, Jesus gave you the key. You can reach around and open it up.
I love
whenever,
that.
I know. I was like, I'm using that. That was really good.
In what and context did he bring that up? I
Brent?
Love that. Yeah.
We Jesus talk. I don't remember exactly what it was, but that, you know, because I was concentrating on getting ready for the show and that just stuck in my mind. Like, that's good.
And
that's really good.
That is so applicable to the conversation I just recently had.
Yeah.
That yes.
Here's the key. He's handed it to you. You have it in your hand. All you have to do is reach through the bars, open up, and you can walk right out and you're free. And a lot of people just don't even.
And they just want to stay in their flesh.
Yeah. Yeah, and stay they want, in the
and
prison
cell.
Think that
they control it, and they don't control it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We know who's in control.
I just really want people to understand that and how it just makes your life so much better when you can exercise that. And it's a gift. I mean, that gift was given to us. So since it was given to us, we should be able to give it to others without question. No, we need to give it to others without
question.
And
it's free. No strings attached.
No, yes. No contract.
So while stocks last, no contract.
No now it's time to hear from Nicole Sokas.
There's no buy now, pay later. It's all free.
We got to hear from those stock suckers now.
Yo, what did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Cocksuckers.
So we got those lovely hats in the P.O. box on the last show.
Yeah.
We did from ranchwife.com.
Nice.
We did. We got a note from John, who's in the New Braunfels. He says, hello, Adam and Tina. Oops. I guess I rushed and didn't say who the ranchwife.com hats were from in the package, but thank you for the shout out on Curry and the Keeper. I'm still learning how three systems string together and have proper redundancy to make this happen with local manufacturing closest to the customers.
Oh,
American
wow.
made. Yes.
Love
I'm so
it.
Glad the order went through. I've had some trial by fire on some test orders. This was a great run, assuming the hats look okay. And that's from John
I
in
love,
New Braunfels.
I love, well, there's two of them. I love the pink one. I haven't tried it on
he
the
says,
camera.
P.S. I am not the ranch wife.
Oh?
He's a dude. It's a domain I purchased and trademarked.
Oh.
However, my ex-girlfriend is partnering with me and does live on a real and impressive ranch in Texas.
Ex-girlfriend? That's impressive.
No kidding. info@ranchwife.com.
Yeah,
ranchwife.com.
I read the little snippet last week. Yeah. Oh, thanks for letting us know. And
very
thank
cool.
you again for the hats.
Yeah,
they're really
love the
cool.
hats. Love the hats. So we have a couple of donations. Top donor today is Cole Dial, who came in with using the Fountain, Fountain Fiat credit card system, which anybody can use. Using the Fountain app. It's one tap right there on your Apple Pay. 25 from Cole. Thank you, Cole. Mini Striper Boost coming in from Sir Brian with an eye. 77.77, which these days in Satoshis is adding up with the Bitcoin price.
No, he it's says, going lower, you know, isn't it?
Oh, come on. It's like almost like 120 every single day. Don't you worry. It's going
no,
lower.
No, well, how much is 77.77?
It's like $9.25. Yeah,
okay, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, the higher the price, though.
Yeah, Brian's cheap.
he gives us $40 a month. He
has to work
every
hard
show.
For it. Yes, true. I was listening to this other show, says Sir Brian with an eye, and I must say, Adam, your southern accent is on point. I did it on No Agenda. You're a true Texan. Now get a horse, saddle up, and ride off to the realization that you're still not a doggone Gen X.
Oh, yes, because you're a boomer.
I am not a boomer. I am Gen X. In the evening, y'all, he says.
In the evening.
Thank you, Brian. Michael Hall came in with $7 on the PayPal.
Thank you, Michael.
And with 4,215 Satoshis, the one and only comic strip blogger.
CSB.
And he says, howdy, lovebirds, Tina and Adam. Today, I want to recommend a podcast called Candace by Candace Owens. She's a black American married to a white Brit. Always comics or blogger to identify everything. Has mixed kids and has motto, Jesus is King. Her audio is only fascinating podcast can be found on podcastindex.org and in all podcast apps. Yo, from CSB.
Okay.
And Candace needs all the help she can get because she's now being sued by Macron's wife.
Yeah, Brigitte.
Brigitte.
Or Bob.
Or whatever. Bob.
Bob Macron.
I'm using that tomorrow on the show. So Bob Macron. Bob. That's a good one, babe.
You're welcome.
Very good.
You're welcome.
And finally, $5 on the PayPal from, oh no, that was also on the Fountain credit card donation from Tim Emery, who seems to always be coming in with $5.
Yeah,
thank you all.
Thank you
very much for these wonderful
donations. What happened to Pastor Jimmy?
He's on vacation.
Oh, okay.
Leave him be. What happened to their show? We need another show.
Oh, they're
them.
On vacation.
They're on vacation.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, I don't blame them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
CurringTheKeeper.com. That's where you can find out everything about us. Listen to all the past episodes.
Yeah. Is anybody listening out there?
They are listening. Okay. They're chilling back. Everyone's at their vacation address. Like, oh, let me see how Adam and Tina are doing in Texas.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Thank you all very much.
Yes, thank you.
We appreciate the donations.
Yes. You know what? It's time for the question of the week.
Question of the week, where Tina has a question, already knows it, so her answer is ready.
The question of the week.
And I always have to think about it and qualify the question, which Tina doesn't like. So here we go.
Yes. You're always like, well what do you mean by that? Okay. If there is one thing you could change about me, what would it be?
Did you hear that pregnant pause? That was awesome. People are looking at the podcast app. Did it stop working? There's one thing I could change about you. The only thing I wish I could change is I could go back in a time machine and we were both 30 years younger when we met and we could have this adventure together and even longer.
And have kids?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Screw the kids. More dogs.
Oh.
Would you want to have kids with me?
Well, of course. Why not?
No?
Not now.
Oh, okay.
No.
Not now.
No, yeah. My eggs are dust, baby. They're like
powdered eggs, everybody.
They're not tasty.
Okay.
That's a very thoughtful answer.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm so diplomatic. Let me guess. You have Oh, here we go. What would you like to change about me, baby? I can only imagine.
Well, I wish you would take better care of yourself.
I'm fine.
I wish you would exercise.
I walk 3 times a day.
And I wish you would go to have a checkup occasionally and have some labs done. That's what I wish you would do.
Okay.
I want you to take better. Because
I want
you to be around for 40 more years. I want you to hit 100.
You're the one falling apart, babe. You're active. It's exactly my point.
Were you going to say?
Limbs are falling off.
What limbs? They're still attached.
Your hair is clumping.
Hair doesn't. I don't have clumpy hair.
You go outside like Rosanna Dan.
What?
I am the epitome of health. Look at me. Everything works.
And clumpy hair.
I was just kidding. And I have a big belt buckle. We learned that tonight. It's a Texas thing. I love you.
I love you too.
I will always take care of myself for you.
I hope so. Hey, we didn't even talk about my water pick.
You want to stop the show and talk about it?
No.
Or can we save it for next time? It's so riveting.
Okay.
I love you, baby.
I love you too, honey.
See you in 2 weeks, everybody. Make sure you join us.
Vineyard Nation, the Curry and the Keeper.